Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is a look at the cross-quarter day known as Beltane. I had started to write an article and will and still will write the article, and I ran out of time, so I decided it might be good to just do an audio explanation of Beltane. It's one of my favorite cross-quarter points, as it is the time when everything is in its most sensual, beautiful expression of the year, when the flowers are blooming, and it's a time when life is really coming alive, and it's in terms of the Taurus Mystery School, which is most interested in experiencing and enjoying and savoring the garden of earthly delight. It's a great time to be aware of and to tune into. So, just a quick overview of the cross-quarter points. These are the halfway points between the equinoxes and solstices. So Beltane represents the halfway point between the spring equinox and the summer solstice, meaning that we're exactly halfway. The sun has reached 15 degrees of Taurus. That will happen on May 5th. It typically happens on May 5th. And this is also the date known as Cinco de Mayo, the day for Mexican independence. They celebrate big celebrations in the Southwest around where I live for Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May. And so Beltane is really sort of a old Irish word that was or Scottish word, and they it describes the Gaelic festival that has to do with celebration of this particular time of year. Each of the cross quarters are representing the halfway point, as I said before. And for people in more extreme northern climates, the Celtic, Ireland, Scottish, northern peoples would use the cross quarter points as the beginning of their season. So that this would be considered the beginning of summer. The cross quarter in February would be considered the beginning of spring. And the reason for that is because their seasons are more extreme. You might remember in William Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Eve, and that was actually the summer solstice, so it wasn't considered the beginning of summer. It was considered the middle of summer. Or midwinter, at the winter solstice, was considered the middle of winter for these particular cultures. So they had huge festivals, and that, you know, in a way was really marking the progress of the sun between equinoxes and solstices, and was a very important experience for them. So the Beltane cross quarter is a time when they would light the fires. Most of the, in fact, I think it means bright fire, something like that. And it has to do with the types of ceremonies that they would have, leaping the Beltane fire, doing the maypole dances, which was weaving in and out of the masculine and feminine principle, weaving in and out together, creating a strong intention through their ceremonies and celebrations for the honoring of the Earth Mother, honoring of the blessings and abundance of the Earth, the Garden of Earthly Delight. All of these things are part of the Beltane expression. It would also be a time when people might suspend whatever marriage vows they might have, and there would be a lot of playful exploration and sexual energy that was heightened at this particular time. In the more Celtic or the more pagan traditions, of course, you can understand why the Christian church was a little bit mortified by this. So what happened was that the church and the Gregorian calendar basically inserted May 1st as May Day. And they realized that they were never going to get people to stop having their celebrations, so what they just needed to do was kind of override them and create a different kind of celebration. So that's what happened with that. And they shifted the date slightly so it didn't match the exact cross quarter. Now, also just need to mention that in some cultures, and many cultures, they didn't have just one day of the year. They actually would pick the new moon or full moon closest to the cross quarter to create their festivals, particularly the full moon, because if they're going to be up all night, that would be the best time to be out dancing and jumping the fire, you know, having the dances around the fire and the drumming and the celebration of the earth, so that you know, you can have the light of the moon all night long to help with that celebration. So this year, that would literally fall on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, at the exact cross quarter, because the full moon is full on May 5th, which is very remarkable and amazing and worth noting, because it's also a date that works out to be 555. Working with the number magic. So and the other cool thing about it is it's on a Saturday. So this could be hardly a more perfect time for doing some kind of ceremony to honor the earth, to honor the season, to honor your intentions and how you open to receive the beauty of the earth, the abundance of the earth, the beauty and abundance of the connections, and honoring the mother, because of course this is also the time of year when Mother's Day does happen, and it does seem synchronistic, but it is our Earth Mother that supports and sustains our life. So if you have a chance to find a way to connect with a community or a group of people who are coming together in celebration around this time, it is the perfect time for that.